sure I wasn't the only one this week who was really shocked when we saw this image of Notre Dame Cathedral on fire on the news. This is a building that has stood for hundreds of years, and it was brought to ruin in the matter of hours. Thankfully, firefighters managed to save the main structure, the stone structure of the cathedral, and the damage was contained to the roof and the spire. I've visited Notre Dame Cathedral a couple of times, and it's an incredibly impressive and beautiful building and a very special place to visit. And the importance of this building has been seen in the news this week, with people all around the world expressing their sadness at what has happened. There have been a few people who've said, it's just a building, at least no one was hurt. But actually, this is more than just a building. This is a holy place where so many people go to worship and encounter God. And so there's no doubt that this fire was a real tragedy. Once the fire was extinguished, firefighters and engineers were able to enter the building for the first time to see the extent of the damage and the destruction that had taken place. My guess is that they entered the cathedral, the building, with little hope, fearful of what they might find. But in the centre of the cathedral, in amongst all the rubble and ashes, shining brightly was the cross. This picture on the left has made the front pages of many of our newspapers and has been shared all over social media this week. But why has this image drawn so much attention? I think this picture has been so popular because of the hope that it brings to all who are sad and mourning the events that have happened this week. It gives people the hope that destruction is not the end. It's a reminder that God is present in the middle of the rubble and the ruin. And it provides the ultimate hope of a brighter and even better future. I think Pope Francis summed up the hope reflected in this picture quite well in a tweet. He said, "Today we unite in prayer with the people of France as we wait for the sorrow inflicted by this serious damage to be transformed into hope with reconstruction." The people of France have already begun embracing the hope that they have for the future. They've started to turn away from their focus on sorrow and despair and towards the possibilities of new life for this building. Millions of pounds have been donated. A timescale of 5 years to rebuild the cathedral has been set, and a promise that it will be even better and even more impressive than it was before. Out of the ashes comes the hope of new life. The hope that destruction is not the end, that God is present in the rubble and the ruin, and the hope of an even brighter future. I think it's really significant that this incident has happened in Holy Week. Of course, it's upsetting that the people of Paris are not able to worship this Sunday in their spiritual home. But the hope found in this image reflects the same hope that we celebrate on Easter Sunday. As we've journeyed through this week, this Holy Week, we've relived the story of the death of Jesus. We've remembered the scenes of betrayal, destruction, death, despair, and ruin. On Good Friday, all who loved and followed Jesus would have been filled with sadness. There was no hope to be found on that day. The man they loved so dearly had been beaten, broken, and so tragically taken away from them. On arriving at the tomb, the women who had come to embalm the body of Jesus would have had a similar experience, perhaps, to those first firefighters who entered into Notre Dame after the fire. They braced themselves to witness the damage and destruction that had been inflicted on the body of Jesus. But as they arrived at the tomb, they found that the stone had been rolled away and that Jesus wasn't there. In his place were two angels who told them the good news that Jesus had risen. Having received this unbelievable news, the women ran back to share what they'd seen with the disciples. The disciples weren't sure what to think. They doubted what the women had said. But later that day, Jesus appeared to them in person. Unsurprisingly at first, they thought they'd seen a ghost. But their eyes were opened to the truth of the resurrection of Jesus as they touched the wounds on his hands, his feet, and his side. These images of the empty tomb, the angels, and the disciples touching the wounds of Jesus reveal the hope that the followers of Jesus would have received on that day. On arriving at the empty tomb, they received the hope that the death of Jesus was not the end, that he was alive. The angel shared with them the good news that Jesus had risen. He had defeated death and had entered into new life. For 2 days, the disciples had been sat mourning the loss of their friend. In rising from the dead, Jesus stood alongside them in their sadness and their despair. He turned their mourning into joy and reminded them of one of the greatest promises that God gives in Scripture, that he is always with us. The disciples received the new hope that the journey they had been on with Jesus was far from over, that God was with them again. And finally, these images of the empty tomb, the message of the angels and the resurrected body of Jesus gave the disciples the hope of a much brighter future. They received the hope that with Jesus anything is possible. Having witnessed the power of the resurrection, the disciples turned away from the sorrow and the despair that they had been feeling, the sorrow and despair of the cross, and began to focus on the new possibilities of the future, the new life they'd received in Jesus, their renewed sense of purpose. They started to preach the gospel, build the church, and make disciples of all nations, just as Jesus had told them to do. The resurrection of Jesus brought his disciples so much hope, the hope that death wasn't the end, the hope that Jesus was with them again, and the hope of a brighter future with him with them in their lives. This was the hope that the resurrection brought to the followers of Jesus 2,000 years ago. But on Easter Day in 2019, what hope does the resurrection of Jesus bring to us living in a world with so much pain and where death is so common and is a reality for all of us? First of all, the resurrection of Jesus gives us the hope that death is not the end. At Easter, we celebrate the hope of eternal life, that God loved the world so much that he sent his son Jesus, that whoever believes in him will never die, but will have eternal life. Jesus didn't just rise from the dead. He defeated death altogether. Although our earthly bodies will at some point pass away, all who believe in Jesus, who accept him as their Lord and Saviour, receive the sure and certain hope of eternal life with him. The second bit of hope the resurrection of Jesus gives to us today is that God is always present with us. I used to think that the resurrection was all about what happened when we die, that the sole purpose of Jesus rising from the dead was that we might have everlasting life. But that is only one of the functions of the resurrection of Jesus. We can experience the power of the resurrection of Jesus every single day of our lives. As we journey through life, we experience many difficulties and trials. The resurrection poses the question of how we might rise stronger with Jesus at our side. The presence of the cross in Notre Dame Cathedral brought the hope that Jesus was present amongst the rubble. The presence of Jesus in the room with the disciples gave them the hope of new life, with him taking away their sadness and their despair. At times, we all go through experiences of pain, sadness, and grief. In these difficult times, It can often feel like we have no answers and that things won't get better. It can feel like we're surrounded by rubble and as if we have little or no hope for the future. In these times, we can focus on our sorrow, or we can focus on the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus gives us the hope that he's walking with us through the struggles of life, that he's standing alongside us in the rubble, and that he's comforting us in times of sadness, loss, and despair. When Jesus was on the cross, he shouted the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? The resurrection of Jesus gives us the hope that God is always with us, that he will never leave us or forsake us. And then finally, the resurrection gives us the hope of a much brighter future. Jesus is always on a mission to bring about new life. He had a mission statement. His mission statement was taken from the words of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 61, which our verse for the year for this year is taken from. This passage says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to declare the year of the Lord's favour, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour." I love that passage so much because it helps us to understand the power of the resurrection. It helps us to understand why Jesus came into the world, why he died and rose again for us. It reminds us that God has the power to transform everything, to transform our mourning, our grief, the destruction that we see around us in the world, the despair that we experience, into beauty and joy and praise. God can raise up that which is dead and broken and use it to be a display of his glory. And that is his plan for all of our lives, that he wants to transform our struggles and our suffering into joy and gladness so that we can be a display of his glory. At times, we all go through pain, sadness, and grief. We might experience the loss of a loved one, a breakdown in a relationship, a time of illness, difficulties at work, or a period of unemployment, and I'm sure there are many other experiences that I haven't listed. In these times, we can focus on the resurrection of Jesus, because he gives us the hope that death is not the end, that he's walking alongside us, that he longs to turn our mourning, our grief and despair into joy, beauty and praise. This power is available every day. Each trial we face poses the question, how might I rise stronger with Christ at my side? If we lose a job, what might he have in store for our future? What new possibilities might come our way? Where might God be leading us next? In relationship struggles, how can we be reconciled to each other? How might this challenging time enable us to build an even stronger foundation in our relationships? In losing a loved one, how might God use your experience of grief and sadness in order to support someone else who's going through a similar time? Jesus doesn't want us to live our lives in the shadow of the cross. He wants us to live our lives in the light of his resurrection. When all hope seems lost, Jesus reminds us that death is never the end, that he's with us in the rubble of life, and has a vision of a much brighter future. He died and rose again so that we might have life in all its fullness. And then Jesus also gives us the ultimate hope that one day he will come again. He will sort out all the problems of the world. In Revelation, it tells us that he will create a new heaven and a new earth, a completely new creation in which there will be no more death, or mourning, or suffering, or pain. In a book called Thessalonians, in chapter 4, it tells us that on this day, the dead in Christ will rise, and we will be with God forever. This is the hope of the resurrection of Jesus. It gives us the sure and certain hope that death is not the end and we will enter into eternal life with him. It gives us the sure and certain hope that he is with us in all the experiences of life, the good times, but also in amongst the rubble. It gives us the sure and certain hope of a brighter future with him in this life and in the next. And it gives us the sure and certain hope that Jesus gave to the criminal on the cross next to him, who had sinned but also repented. Jesus said to him, "One day, today, you will be with me in paradise." This is the good news of Easter. Christ has died. Christ is risen. And Christ will come again. Hallelujah.